My name is Eva Petkovic. I'm the program coordinator of the Unrepresented Nations and Peoples Organization. On December 9th, I sat down with Ms. Silvana Lauzan, head of research unit for the National Institute for Human Rights, the Instituto Nacional de Derechos Humanos in Chile, for a short interview. Here is the recorded interview. My first question would be, how would you assess the current human rights situation for indigenous people, including the Mapuche, in Chile?
Mm-hmm. Well, the Instituto Nacional de Derechos Humanos has, for its past 4 years, been saying that there are, I would say, two main problems in the indigenous rights situation in the country. The first one has to do with the lack of a constitutional recognition of the multicultural state of Chile. The second one is specifically related to the Mapuche situation in the Araucanía region and relates the deficiencies and the problems that the policy of land devolution has had so far, and the problems that persist on that area, which is linked to the some crimes that take place and some situations of violence that involved the Winca community that has, on the other hand, a claim for justice that the Chilean state has to respond to as well. The Institute has, on the other hand, criticized the security policy on the region, especially the abusive procedures of the police that has in many cases affected the rights of the children, of the Mapuche children. And there are many sentences of the regional courts that have recognized the legitimacy of this claim and have recommended the police forces, carabineros that operate in the region to observe the rights of the children, of the Mapuche children, while doing the procedures.
Do you think that the current government is taking positive steps, adopting measures to help the situation of the indigenous people?
I think it's a bit early to tell. The intendente of the region, Francisco Buenchumilla, has taken very positive steps in the sense that, for example, he made a public pardon in the name of the state, of the Chilean state, for all the human rights violations that the Mapuche people have suffered in the south. I think that's a very positive thing to do, for a public authority of the region to recognize that the state, no matter how much it has done so far, it has to do more in order to actually observe the human rights indigenous standards that needs to comply with.
Right. And I'm sure that it has a very positive effect on the self-esteem and the self-worth of the Mapuche and other indigenous people when they hear such words.
I'm sure it did.
So do you think that the state of Chile is it achieving the international human rights standards in this regard?
I wouldn't put it that way. I think, and it's been said in the different reports of the Instituto Nacional de Derechos Humanos, the state has still many challenges, one of which is to comply with the ILO 169 Convention, specifically regarding to the consultation process. There are many administrative rules internal from the state which not comply the international standards, and the Institute has been repeatedly saying this in the different annual reports, but also during the year when different state institutions through the ministerios have tried to carry out consultation processes that do not comply with international standards. I would say there is a deficit, a big deficit that the state
needs to solve right now regarding how it rules, how it organizes the internal processes of consultation, on the one hand. On the other hand, we have also said that there is also a challenge for indigenous people, specifically for the Mapuche people, in order to define who are their representatives that should be the counterparts of the state. You know, that's a process that is also challenging for the indigenous communities.
United Nations and the U.S. government has also criticized Chile when it came to implementing indigenous rights in terms of the anti-terrorism law. Mm-hmm. Does the state of Chile recognize that this is something that needs to be tackled? Is there any positive development on this front, or are we seeing a status quo regarding anti-terrorism law?
Well, the Instituto Nacional de Derechos Humanos has mentioned that there is a problem in general with the anti-terrorist law in the country. It doesn't comply with the international standards of due process. Besides from that, this government has made a public commitment not to apply the anti-terrorist law against the Mapuche people or in the context of social protests, which they couldn't achieve. Specifically regarding the anti-terrorist law against Mapuche people, the Institute has written a lot in the annual reports questioning these decisions and explaining how and in what ways it affects the indigenous people's rights, human rights. And in the last Inter-American Court case against Chile, the court recognizes that the judges in that specific case have applied a procedure that is discriminatory against indigenous people. However, they also said that it couldn't be said that the state of Chile did apply the anti-terrorist law systematically in a discriminatory way against indigenous people. But the Instituto has followed up this thing very closely, and we have many different reports on how and in what ways the indigenous people's human rights are affected by this specific law. Also, by looking at the people who are incarcerated, the indigenous people incarcerated, and how Gendarmería de Chile respects their human rights while being in prison.
And what is the situation of the Mapuche?
Well, the ILO Convention says that ideally the judges should look for other measures than the imprisonment, and that should be applied in the minimum of cases, like a last resource. There have been some advances in the Araucanía region in the case of some people imprisoned, for example, where they could organize their religious festivities within the jail, respecting the tradition, the indigenous tradition. But I wouldn't say that the imprisonment system as a whole is prepared to deal with the international standards and how they assume the incarceration of indigenous people.
And just one last question. Does the Instituto Nacional de Derechos Humanos, does it provide any policy recommendations for Chile on how to resolve the current issues faced by the Mapuche?
Yes. At the end of each annual report that the Instituto develops, we actually make recommendations for the three state powers. And basically, you can resume them in many of the things that I've already said. Basically, that the state needs to recognize its multicultural condition, that it needs to regulate the consultation process according to the international standards of human rights, that it needs to develop the consultation process in every situation where the indigenous people's rights might be affected by a certain project. In general, we have made recommendations regarding the need to restrict the police force and the use of the force in the Araucanía specifically, in order not to affect the children's rights. That in general, and you can all read more about that in the informes that are available online on our website.
Thank you very much.
Thanks to you.